On today's show, new car sales in the American market post their biggest drop in 6 years. The NLRB orders VW to bargain with the UAW, and a look at the updates to FCA's Uconnect infotainment system. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily for September 2nd of 2016. The U.S. car market is showing definite signs of slowing down. Ward's Auto reports that sales fell 3.4% in August, while the SAR came in at 16.9 million vehicles, down from 17.6 million last year. Automakers sold 1.5 million vehicles, about 50,000 fewer cars and trucks than a year ago. Amongst the full-line manufacturers, GM was down 5%, Toyota was off 5%, but managed to surpass Ford, which fell more than 8%. FCA actually posted a 3% gain thanks to Jeep, Ram, and Dodge. Honda fell nearly 4%, while Nissan fell more than 6%. But some automakers had a great month. Jaguar Land Rover posted a whopping 46% gain. Land Rover continues to do well, but Jaguar posted a mind-blowing 188% gain thanks to the XE and F-Pace, which were not available a year ago. Volvo shot up nearly 31% thanks to the XC90, XC70, and the S90. Subaru was up nearly 15%. Audi, Porsche, and Daimler also posted gains. But at the other end of the spectrum, Mazda saw a big drop, nearly 13%. Mitsubishi was down over 11%. VW was off 9%, and Kia was down nearly 8%. Interestingly, Hyundai showed almost no change at all, selling only 12 more cars than it did last August. Passenger car sales continued their downward trend. They fell 14%. Sales of pickups, SUVs, and vans actually rose 4%. Electric cars did very well. Though the numbers are small, only 7,000 were sold. That was up 26% compared to a year ago. That's mainly due to the Tesla Model X, which was not on sale a year ago. The BMW i3 and Volkswagen Golf EV also had a good month. Despite the drop in August, car sales are still up 0.5% for the full year. The market may not set a new record, but it will come very close. It all depends on how sales go for the rest of the year. Still to come, a look at the latest updates to FCA's Uconnect system.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion. Dow Automotive Systems, advanced materials that deliver better results. And by Lear, a global leader in automotive seating and electrical systems.
For some people, a vehicle's infotainment system can make or break whether or not they're going to buy it. So to help keep you up to speed, here's the latest updates to FCA's Uconnect system.
So this is the fourth generation Uconnect touchscreen system, and this is new in the 2017 Chrysler 300S that we're in right now. And notable changes is a higher resolution display compared to our previous systems. So just crisper graphics, and especially when navigating, it's very noticeable the higher resolution, sharper colors. And additionally, the new touchscreen offers multi-touch gestures, so pinch to zoom, and also sliding in between 2D and 3D mode using gestures and different controls. Also supported for 2017 is Android Auto and Apple CarPlay. So right now I have an Android phone plugged into it. And with that, we can do Google Maps. We can also select from different music choices that are supported by Android Auto. In this case, I'm playing Pandora, but other apps are available to use as well. And phone calls, text messaging, so other ways of staying in touch using your smartphone. For those who have an iPhone, it's as easy as just plugging in your iPhone. The system will recognize it, and an interface pops up that is very familiar to iPhone users. And again, phone calls, text messaging, maps, these are the standard Apple-supported, Apple-developed apps, but it also supports other apps, third parties for media. And again, just like with Android Auto, playing Pandora is as easy. And it's still, with the touchscreen display, It keeps the menu bar down at the bottom, so if you want to be playing Pandora through your iPhone, you can still go ahead and easily access the climate features or use navigation while listening to Pandora on your smartphone. So it just allows people to use the features they want in a very easy way. We've kept the physical controls and the menu bar that customers are very familiar with and has won us a lot of compliments and acclaim in terms of ease of use. So we've kept that interface and we've added some new features and improved the speed and resolution of the display for 2017. And this is the fourth generation Uconnect system that will be launching later this year.
The fourth generation Uconnect system is currently only available for the 300, Charger, and Challenger, and unfortunately, the previous system can't be upgraded with the new features. Coming up next, the UAW inches closer to representing Volkswagen workers in Tennessee.
For the people at Dow, racing is a sport and a science. We enjoy one and learn from the other. But like most competitive people, we like winning at both. This is the human element at work. Dow.
Just as Volkswagen's diesel scandal is starting to wind down, its battle with the UAW is heating up once again. Last year, skilled trades workers at its plant in Chattanooga, Tennessee, voted in favor of union representation. But the company fought that, arguing those workers can't organize separately from other workers at the plant. But back in April, the National Labor Relations Board ruled the skilled trades workers can seek UAW representation, which VW planned to appeal. But the NLRB is once again stepping in, ordering the company to bargain with skilled trades workers and the local UAW. The NLRB says VW's rejection of the earlier ruling, quote, constitutes an unlawful failure and refusal to recognize and bargain. Even though it's a small number of employees, about 160 out of 1,500 that work at the plant, it's still a significant victory for the UAW, which has been unsuccessful at organizing transplant workers in the South. We say it all the time. Seems like every time you turn around, another automaker is jumping into mobility services. But you almost never hear about motorcycles factoring into the ride-sharing mix. Well, Kawasaki may be looking to change that. When automakers talk about vehicles that will be shared, they always say the vehicles should be customizable to fit each driver's needs. And Kawasaki is now working on a program that has the ability to alter a motorcycle's settings to an individual skill level and riding style. This could suggest the bike maker is in the early stages of some kind of motorcycle ride-sharing program. The artificial intelligence system also has the ability to communicate with riders. It can react to verbal commands and offer suggestions for a safer or more enjoyable route. By 2025, Audi wants every fourth vehicle it produces to be an EV. And what better way to prepare for that goal than by testing the technology in a harsh race environment? So the German automaker is stepping up its involvement in the Formula E racing series. Audi says it's working towards a fully fledged factory commitment. And speaking of the racing series, fans and video gamers have a unique chance to win part of $1 million. Anyone from around the world can compete in a racing simulator with the top 10 qualifiers going up against actual Formula E drivers at an event in Las Vegas. The virtual e-race will take place in January. And just a quick programming update before I sign off. There won't be a new Autoline Daily on Monday because of the Labor Day holiday. But we'll be right back here again on Tuesday with the latest news in the automotive industry. So thanks for watching. And have a great weekend.
Wards is the industry leader for news, data, and analysis. That's why companies across the globe subscribe to our premium service, maybe even your own. Log in for subscriber access now. Check your company's intranet for details. And rely on wardsauto.com to keep you informed.